Proclamation number 6966 of 12th of November, 1957. Vineyard work requires postponement of wishes. You must be willing to give everything if you want to be true servants to me, if you want to serve me with the zeal which your work in my vineyard requires. You don't know how necessary your activity is in the last days before the end, but again and again I have to emphasize that everything has to be done in order to still bring help where salvation is possible. The work for me and my kingdom requires self-conquest, that is, a putting aside of earthly desires and pleasures, because all time for it is lost and yet you humans don't have much time left until the end. For this does not only mean the end of this earth but also the hour of death, which can happen to every person sooner than he thinks. And it is extremely difficult to achieve in the kingdom of the beyond what the human being can still easily achieve on earth, the bond with me through a living faith. As soon as you, as my servants, can only achieve the one success that people seriously consider their death and the life of their soul after their death, as soon as you can only motivate them to establish the right relationship with me, as soon as you can only awaken or revive their faith in me, then great work will have been successfully accomplished and the further development in the kingdom of the beyond will no longer be doubtful when the human being is unexpectedly called away from earth. And thus in order to be able to accomplish this work you need strength and love for your fellow human beings, for you have to take care of them with patience and perseverance, which often requires you to put your own wishes aside. You cannot proclaim my gospel enough, you cannot scatter enough of the seed, and you should seize every opportunity where this is possible for you. For you don't know when each individual will be called away from earth, and therefore you should carry out the work of love on everyone I lead you into the path to impart spiritual good to him. Only diligent vineyard work can succeed in opening hearts for my word, for only living representatives of God are able to stir human hearts and cause them to seriously reflect. For the dead proclaimers of the word will have little success, for they are lukewarm, useless servants who lack the right seriousness because they themselves lack living faith. The spiritual adversity has to be recognized and it has to be tackled with a firm will to remedy it and you, who have freely offered yourselves to me for service, you know about this adversity and also have the opportunity and the means to remedy it, for you possess my word and can pass this on. You can enlighten your fellow human beings and also point out their actual earthly task to them. You can also impart knowledge to them which can make them thoughtful and determine them to hand themselves over to me. And then you will truly have achieved great success, and you will have been efficient servants to me, for then you will have done the work of redemption and the soul will already be able to pass over into the kingdom of the beyond with a certain degree of freedom when the hour of death has come. And you can still bring salvation to many a soul through diligent vineyard work, but you must not become lukewarm and indifferent, for there is not much time left for all of you. But anyone who is willing to give everything will also receive an abundance of strength in order to be able to carry out this redemptive work. He will always find it easier to detach himself from the world, from earthly pleasures and desires, the more eagerly he devotes himself to the work for me and my kingdom. And in the end only this work will make him happy, because it will provide him with spiritual strength which he will use again and again according to my will for the salvation of those who are in greatest danger of losing their spiritual and earthly lives. Amen.